السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. So inshallah today our topic of discussion will be the basmala. The basmala means to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We mentioned before that even before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have evidence that other prophets also used to recite the basmala. For example, Bismillahi majreha wa mursaha, inna rabbi la ghafurur rahim. This was Nuh alayhi salam when he said that when he rode on his ark. And the first command given to us was Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord. So we see that to say the basmala or to recite the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we start our deeds, it is something even before Islam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you remember that in basmala we have the name of Allah and we have the name Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. So it's very blessed to begin anything with the basmala. Before we will start to recite the Quran, we are going to say the isti'adha, which is a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, and then follow it with bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Now there are four different ways that we can start saying suratul fatiha. Number one, we're going to stop after isti'adha and after basmala and then say alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. So the example goes like this: a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Now you have taken notes. The second way is you stop after the isti'adha but you join the basmala to the next verse. So the example will be like this: a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, stop, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. So in number two, we stop after A'udhu Billah, but we connect the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahimi, that kasra, to Alhamdulillah. So it becomes Milhamdulillah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now comes the third way, number three. In this, we are going to join the isti'adha to the basmala and then we are going to stop and then start fresh from the verse of the Quran. So it goes like this: a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. So in number three, you join the isti'adha and the basmala, but you stop after basmala and do the verse of the Quran. And in number four, what you do is you join everything. The isti'adha is joined to the basmala and basmala is joined to alhamdulillah. So there is no pause. So it would go like this: a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Now this Example was four ways to join when you start in the beginning of a surah and you're going to say the basmala. However, if you're going to start from the middle of a surah, then there's two ways to do that. You will say only the A'udhu Billah, you will not do Bismillah, but go into the ayah. So the first way to do this would be to say the Istiaadha, then stop, and then say the ayah. And the second way would be to say the Istiaadha and join it to the ayah. For example, if I wanted to say Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim, okay, if I ask somebody to say it, then you would say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Stop. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. The second way would be to say the A'udhu billah and connect it to the verse. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Now, there are a couple of other things that we should know. For example, if you are reading Surah Tawbah, we know that it does not have Bismillah in the starting of the Surah. So, in that case, you would just, let us suppose you are going to start the recitation. You would say the A'udhu Billah and then you can either stop or you can join it with the beginning of the Surah but exclude saying Bismillah. Now let us discuss how you are going to go from one surah to the next. There are three different ways that you can make this transition. Okay, the first way is you come to the end of a surah and you stop. Then you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and you stop and then you go on to the next surah. For example, we are going to finish Fatiha and start Surah Al-Baqarah. So we will say it like this. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم. So we stopped after each section. Now the second way is that you are going to stop at the end of Surah Fatiha, but you are going to join Bismillah to the next surah. So it goes like this. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Stop. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ. So when you join, you have to say the فَتْحَ دَمَّ كَسْرَ, whatever is there, in بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. See, the kasra you read and you join it to the next ayah. So this was number two. And number three is that you join everything. You come to the end of the first surah, then you join it to the basmala, and then you join it to the next surah. So to join everything, now you need to have a lot of breath to do that also. So it would go like this. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم. Now the last thing that I would like to explain is in the case of Surah Tawbah and Surah Al-Anfal, what are we going to do about that? When the Surah Al-Anfal ends, then there is no Bismillah after that to start Surah Tawbah. So what are the choices? There are three choices that you have. First is at the end of Surah Anfal, you will stop, take a breath, and then start with the next ayah, the beginning of Surah Tawbah, without saying Bismillah. The second way is that you come to the end of Surah Anfal and you take a very short pause. You don't come to a full stop and take another fresh breath, but you just stop briefly without taking another breath and then continue with Surah Tawbah. And number three is that you just join the last ayah of Anfal to Surah Tawbah. So you do a joining. So these are the three ways that you can transition between Surah Al-Anfal and Surah At-Tawbah.